Medford, 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace, silently. And I know someone's used these words.
I don't even know why I bother anymore. Seriously, why?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Bob Angel.
Psychologists measured his IQ in the bottom one percentile, about equal to that of an average five-year-old child.
And Detox Mansion.
Talking out the field today. Hi, what's your name?
Name's Bob Fever.
Bob, what do you do?
I'm in artillery.
Thank you, Bob. Isn't we play anything for you?
Anything. Just play it loud, okay?
No. What's wrong?
It's Bob Angel's Detox Mansion.
The alternative is unthinkable.
91.5 WMFO. Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was Liz. I played that a few times, and I just noticed that was Liz Warren at the very end of that intro. Good morning. 11:01. I'm Bob Angel, and yeah, usually I go right into something. But I literally just walked in the door. I'm looking at three brand new CD players that I'm very excited to use, and hopefully they work because I need them. What are you doing today? I know you're getting ready for the game. It's time to get yourself going. Let's go. Let's get ready for a Super Bowl Sunday. Nice day. I love it. 11:01. Let's just go with brand new this stuff. What is this? This sounds like Pearl Jam. Yeah, Dance of the Clairvoyants. Brand new. 91.5 WMFO Medford.
burn a crowd that has a name. And to right or wrong, and to meek or strong, it is known to scream it from the wall. I will, I want, I will, I taught, I know, I'm an early boy. Now we won't be raised, hey, now we won't be scarred like that, hey, now we won't be raised, hey, now we won't be scarred like that. It's the way we sing that makes them dream. And to Christ, the cross, and to me, the chair, I will sit and earn the ransom from up here. Hey.
there. It's Bob Angel. It's Detox Mansion. Aren't you excited?
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That's the coolest thing ever.
Yes. Oh, yay.
I'm so happy I could
Amazing.
The crowd seems to love this.
It's so tasty, too.
What a pleasant surprise.
I am really grateful for it.
Say it! Say it!
On 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Way I used to, cause I don't feel the same about you. In fact, that's a lie. I want you. And I race through soundcheck just to meet you on your fag break. And you convince me to put life aside and want you.
We can climb so high, I never wanna die.
91.5 WMFO. Am I here? Yes, I'm here. Black Keys ended a little faster than I was planning to. another verse would have been nice, guys. Anyway, Shine a Little Light. Black Keys from their latest release called Let's Rock. Before that, Steppenwolf took me right back to my days. Let me see, I was 11 when that came out. So, yeah, I remember 12. I was 12, pounding down the Colt 45 Tall Boys. Oh, drunk up my ass at 12. What the hell? Those were the days, weren't they? Anyway, before Steppenwolf, Born to Be Wild, obviously. 68. Catfish and the Bottlemen before that. Soundcheck from their 2016 album, The Ride. Rush did YYZ for Moving Pictures, 1981. And Neil Peart died like the day of my last show or within a couple days. That bummed me out completely because I'm a total Rush head. I would be more than happy to do 2 straight hours of Rush. I don't know if I'll throw some more in. It's just every time I hear them, I just say, well, God, that's such a great band. Also, we heard Selling the Drama from Live, their Throwing Copper album. That was 1994. And the latest from Pearl Jam, their forthcoming album called Gigaton, will be released shortly. Dance of the Clairvoyants is the song we heard, of course. The only advanced track that's out there. It's 11:27. Good morning, Bob Angel on Detox Mansion Visiting Hours. And glad to have you along. We have a mic. There are all kinds of different things in the studio this morning. We've got a windscreen on the microphone. Just noticed it. Anyway, won't help me because I'm a heavy breather. I wonder why that is. We got Super Bowl Sunday in progress today. You got all your grilling stuff because it's in Boston area. It's 40 degrees. It's perfectly good grilling weather. Why not? I've never had a Super Bowl Sunday without grillage, so I hope you're going to join us with that. It is going to be a nice day. Some sun, some clouds. 45 for a high. Tonight, clear skies, low around 32. Tomorrow, beautiful mix of sun and clouds. Maybe a stray shower or two. But other than that, nice day. 52 for a high. Tuesday, clouds move in and a high around 47. And then the rest of the week is really going to stink. It's like borderline, are we going to get snow? Are we going to get rain? We're probably going to get kind of a mix. It's going to end in a massive rainstorm on Friday morning, as it's forecast now. What are you going to do? Currently, on the campus of Tufts University, it is 39 degrees.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, so if you want to make requests, I see a lot of people on the Facebook page. Nice to see them. Cheryl down in Florida listening in. Like to see all these names, familiar names. Robert, Bob French, Robert. We'll do some of his band a little later on if I can manage it. I'm sure I can. Who else is on here? Newman. Oh, Newman's on here. Mike Newman. And, that's it. I thought there were more. Oh, Jeff Myers. Okay, cool. Susan SBL up in Portland. Well, she's not in Portland now. She's in the winter. She lives in the hinterlands of Maine, right? Maybe she can tell us. Anyway, let's get going. I like this Alanis Morissette song a lot, in case you couldn't tell. It's Reasons I Drink. It's about any addiction, really. And isn't Detox Mansion all about that anyway? All right, it's brand new. Alanis Morissette, 91.5. And I've got no volume, so we're going to stop it. And, yeah, here we go. Reasons I Drink, Alanis Morissette.
These are the reasons
reasons I tell everybody I'm fine, even though I am not. These are the reasons I overdo it. I have been working since I can remember, since I was single digits. Now, even though Ooh.
frost and thunder.
WMFO Medford.
Oh,
Are you NRBQ-ish? I think that's NRBQ-ish. Dirty Knobs is the name of the band. Reckless Abandon title track from an album that will be released in March, and they'll be hitting the road in March. Mike Campbell, by the way, of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Bunch of songs he was working on when Tom died, and he says he doesn't really have much expectations for this. He just put this band together, and they're hitting the road. They'll be at the little cough there that I had to cut out. Tupelo Music Hall in Derry, New Hampshire, March 21st. And then the 23rd and the 24th, they are at Brighton Music Hall in Alston. Be a good place to see Mike Campbell and his band, huh? I'm looking at some other dates here. And Park West in Chicago, that's a nice gig. At Brooklyn Bowl in Nashville. Yeah, so that's it around here, March 23rd and 24th at the Brighton Music Hall. There you go. Anyway, before the Dirty Knobs, we had the Rolling Stones. Jumpin' Jack Flash from 1968. Single. Cat Stevens on the road to find out from his legendary 1970 album, T for the Tillerman. He's getting ready to release a new album and hitting the road again. Alanis Morissette started us off that time. Reasons I Drink from her forthcoming album, released May 1st, will be Such Pretty Forks in the Road. I always thought it was Such Pretty Folks in the Road, but they've corrected. I have seen a corrected posting. Such Pretty Forks in the Road. 11:50. What are we going to do now? Because we got medication time coming up at high noon. So let's see what we got going here. I think this is a good time to slide in the cast irons. What do you think? Yes. That's exactly what we're going to do. Let's get a little spooky thing going here. And do the ghost haunting from Cast Irons. 91.5 WMFO.
Oh, at the end. But all around me, everybody's multiplying and they're walking around like flies, man. So I'm no better than the animals sitting in the cages in the zoo, man. 'Cause compared to the flowers and the birds and the trees, I am an ape, man. I think I'm so educated and I'm so civilized, 'cause I'm a strict vegetarian. But with the overpopulation and inflation and starvation,